97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. One of the most anticipated movies of the summer, Sex in the City 2, in theaters on Thursday. Max Ryan is on the phone. Max, how you doing this morning, dude?
Good morning, Big Papa. Can I call you Big for sure?
Never call me Big. The ladies never do, brother. where am I catching you this morning? Where am I catching you this morning? Where are you located?
I'm in the Big Apple. I'm in New York, just by Times Square there. We're getting ramped up for the premiere tonight. Sex in the City, of course, it's at Radio City. And then it opens on Thursday, the 27th. So here we are, you know.
It's got to be, you know, when you, number one, it's got to be cool. I heard a rumor that Kim Cattrall handpicked you to hook up with in the movie. Is that true?
You know something, it was her decision as well as Michael Patrick King's, of course. You know, Michael got me in the room with the producers, and I flew in from Los Angeles to read for the guys, and you know, he said it was, the pressure was on, of course, and he said to me, he said, listen, can you come back tomorrow and read with Kim? And I was like, absolutely. And I came out the following day, and I was waiting. She walked in and she's dressed in sweats and a t-shirt and looking fantastic, and I went in, read with Kim. I read the first scene, and Kim said, you know, I don't need to see anymore. And I was like, way to go, we are going to get along so well. Anyway, Michael said, not so fast. He's like, we're going to do some more work. So I did some more scene work, and then we got the call, more or less, you know, in the next couple of days, it was down, and then the rest is history.
We're talking to Max Ryan, Sex and the City 2, in theaters on Thursday. During the auditioning and casting process, you're reading with Kim Cattrall. Was there any making out as part of the casting, or did your lips not touch until you got to the set?
Well, that's something that I can't actually discuss with you, Big. Sure. Sorry, Big. I'm getting confused. I'm sorry. No, I mean, just, you know, that kind of detail has got to be left to, you got to see the film yourself, and then you can figure it out from
nice.
There. I'll tell you everything, Big.
It's maxryan.com on the website. Now, you're talking about tonight is the premiere. Obviously, when you shoot the movie, it's one thing. But when you do the press and you do stuff like the premiere, it's a completely different animal, right?
Oh, yeah, completely, yeah. Yeah, this is insane. You know? Yeah, this is gone. This is Looney Tunes. This is Tom and Jerry all over again, you know?
I'm going to warn you now, paparazzi's going to be all over the place.
Well, yeah, I know. They've been camping out the hotel. I'm like, what's that all about?
who are they here for?
Yeah, I know. It's something. I mean, you know, I've done some great movies before, but this is a phenomenon. I mean, between Michael and the girls and the producers and everybody behind it, Warners and New Line, you know, they've done the most incredible job of keeping this thing alive and again, it's the fans out there that have supported the film all these years, and it just continues, and they've been selling seats pre-sold, and I mean, unless you're in the middle of this tornado, you can't really understand just exactly the power that it has.
Now,
I mean, it really is something really special, you know, and the film's special as well. So
absolutely. Max Ryan, Sex and the City 2 in theaters on Thursday. MaxRyan.com for all of your Max Ryan needs. Were you intimidated walking onto the set for that first time, knowing, you know, what a big deal the show and the first movie was, and also knowing that sometimes the chemistry between the four girls sometimes can be temperamental, sometimes not, depending upon who you talk to?
Well, I think there's a lot of voltage coming out of those ladies. I mean, yeah, I mean, who isn't going to be intimidated? You got the four most powerful women in show business looking at you with these big, beautiful eyes, and you're bling, bling, the cameras are going. I mean, you know, who isn't going to be on edge? I mean, and to be honest, you know, with my parts, the roles I play, unless I'm nervous about it or I don't feel exactly at home, I don't think there's anything magic. You've got to find the magic. And I think with this, having, you know, with this kind of energy, with the girls and this genre, it was unique. I mean, it really was, and it was a challenge, I have to be honest with you. The first day was in New York, and it was like, wow. I just want to get through the first take, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I get through the first take, I can live this out, you know, and Michael King was amazing. I mean, the guy was, you know, how can you say one line, you know, in 20 different ways? And it's just incredible. He's a great director. You know, Samantha was amazing to work with. The girls were all, you know, extremely helpful. And again, I'm the outsider coming into this family, so it is a challenge, of course, you know.
In fact, we talked to Michael King earlier this week. Again, we're talking to Matt. He's awesome, by the way. I wasn't sure what to expect with him, but he came on and he was just full of energy. And literally, his life has been, for the last, I don't know, 5-10 years, it has been Sex in the City, whether it be writing, producing, editing, you know, as part of the creative process, you know?
Yeah, the guy's a genius. I mean, he really is. You know, I mean, how do you make, you know, a movie after a successful TV series? That's it. How do you do that and make it so successful? And I know for a fact, I've seen the first movie, and I know what's the ingredients of the second movie, and I know that this goes into a whole new atmosphere, a whole new planet. It takes you to a completely different place where you're unexpected. It really is like Tales of the Unexpected, this thing. It is phenomenal. You're going to be my... I mean, seriously, I mean, I can't wait for tonight. It's going to be, you know, Radio City's going to just be crazy. Already the streets are getting nuts out there, you
know? Okay, so here's a question. Again, we're talking to Max Ryan, Sex and the City 2 in theaters on Thursday, maxryan.com. You go to the premiere, you do the red carpet thing, you go in and you watch the movie. Then what? Is there a party?
Yeah, there's an after party. You got to celebrate after the event. It's like you have a cigarette after sex, you know?
So, like, what are the plans? Yeah.
You know, so even though I don't smoke, you know, but, I mean, no one's ever wanted to. Yeah, you go to the after party and, you know, that's... I mean, think of the mayhem after, because it's getting out there, you know, it's slowly dribbling into... It's like a virus. It spreads across the world like this virus and just, like, gets into every computer and every home, and next news, you're bling-bling all the way.
Absolutely awesome. It's Max Ryan, Sex and the City 2. What else do you have come up? After Sex and the City, what else do you have in the hopper?
We've got a Clive Owen movie, actually.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm supporting Clive Owen in an action movie, which is quite cool.
Very cool. Details on that at maxryan.com. Before you go, something we do with all you celebrities, it's the Quick Six. Six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right, here we go. If you weren't an actor, what would you be doing for a living?
Lawyer.
Favorite toy as a child?
Ball.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Sex and the City.
You're good. You suck up.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
You're going on a road trip. What are your go-to snacks?
Go-to snacks? Apple.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Boobies. Sorry.
You're fine, dude. Favorite toy as an adult?
Rubber doll.
There it is. It's Max Ryan, Sex and the City 2. It's in theaters Thursday. MaxRyan.com for the website. Max, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations and continued success, man. I appreciate it.
Take care, buddy. Go,
all right, Max Ryan, everybody. Sex and the City 2 in theaters Thursday. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on KISS FM.